This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. As we noted earlier, the debate over the debt ceiling is coming up soon. Raising the limit for government borrowing used to be a mere formality, but it became a battleground starting in 2001. After the fiscal cliff debate, folks weary of congressional brinksmanship are looking for a magic bullet to make this whole recurring debt crisis go away. And they think they've found it in a platinum coin worth $1 trillion. Okay, Mark Garrison, explain this one for us.
So here's the idea, which even supporters admit sounds pretty goofy. Using power from an obscure law, the Treasury mints a platinum coin, face value $1 trillion. That coin is deposited at the Fed, and just like that, plenty of money to pay the bills, and the debt ceiling doesn't matter.
We all recognize why it's absurd.
Joe Wiesenthal is Business Insider's deputy editor and one of the coin's most vocal cheerleaders. No matter how ridiculous a $1 trillion coin may sound, they say it's not any crazier than the debt ceiling debate.
Given the helplessness that perhaps people feel about the politics of it, I'm actually not surprised that people are excited about this idea.
It's not just finance wonks having an online romp. Democratic Congressman Jerry Nadler said this week it's an idea worth considering. So what about inflation? Investment advisor Cullen Roach, one of the coin's earliest supporters, says inflation won't be a factor because the precious coin won't circulate.
It doesn't increase the outstanding money supply. It literally is just an accounting change.
Chris Krueger sees plenty of pitfalls to the $1 trillion coin trick, from currency market reaction to a likely legal battle. For the senior policy analyst at Guggenheim Securities, the concept is no longer academic.
The odds of this happening are not zero, but the odds should be zero. The idea that this is even possible speaks volumes to how serious this crisis could become.
Seething anger at broken politics, part of why a nutty idea about a magic coin is gaining currency. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.